We were at the zoo on Friday night. They have extended hours over the summer where you can go to the zoo in the evening. Okay. So we thought, oh, this would be great. It's going to be a little bit cooler, and they have all these lights set up. It was great. And they do this on Friday nights. So we went down to the zoo on Friday night, and we're walking around the zoo. Boy, we had a great time. We're looking at all the animals and walking around. Well, way, way off in the distance, we hear some music playing. Because I guess for this event, they had set up one area where they had some places for the kids to go down the water slide and jump up and down, and they had some radio station there that was handing out flyers and blasting this music. But we couldn't even hear the music the whole time we were there. We're just walking around, looking at all the animals, because we were way far away. The zoo is very big, the one up here by Papago Park. And so we got to the point where we'd made the loop of the zoo, and we pretty much had to cross through that big center area where everyone was congregated, where this music was going from. We had to pass through there to get to a certain animal that we wanted to look at and then to head out to the exit. And as we began to walk toward that area where the music was being played, they're just blasting, you know, rap music. Just blasting it. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's like a family event. I mean, it's the zoo. It's not a nightclub. And they're just blasting this raunchy music. And I was just thinking, this is so ridiculous. Why would I want to listen to this at the zoo? You know, do the animals, what do the animals think about that? You know, this isn't what they're used to, okay? And so then as we walked up, a new song began, okay? And in the process of walking through this part of the zoo and walking all the way to the exit on our way out, we heard three songs, okay? You want to know what those three songs were? Just to give you a little, let's just take a little sampling of the world's music, shall we? These are, and my wife can verify this, these are the three songs we heard at the zoo at a children's event as we were walking through. Song number one, YMCA, by the Village People. An openly gay group from the 70s. No secret about the fact that they're homosexual. You say, gay, what's that mean? It means a faggot, okay, just so I can define it for you. I never want to leave you wondering what I'm talking about. But these four queers that are just openly gay, the Village People, singing a song about the Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, okay? A place where children go swimming, a place where children go to play sports, okay? It's back in the 70s. They're singing a song about how they want young boys to come have a sleepover with them at the YMCA! Now that's a great song, isn't it? A bunch of gay men saying, young man, come and stay with me, young man. Be a faggot with me, young man. And hey, they're sitting there singing. You say, I don't like this kind of preaching. Hey, then go down the street. You'll never hear about it. And let America go to hell. Let America go to hell. I'm tired of hearing that song. That song should be banned from the radio as pornographic. You say, well, I didn't know that was what it was about. Well, why don't you think before you listen to music, huh? Why don't you think about four gay men singing about a song about a children's club? Saying that they want to spend the night there because it's fun to stay at the YMCA. No, it's not fun to be defiled. No, it's not fun to be preyed upon by perverts. That's what they're playing at the zoo, my friend. That's what, yo, you like the world's music, huh? Go ahead, leave this church, get in the car, turn on the radio and listen to all the world's trash. All their sin. It's about hurting people. Song number two, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. This is the second song. Look, I'm not picking these songs. This is what was playing at the zoo. Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Oh, Michael Jackson, who was arrested and brought to trial for having child pornography in his possession. You say, well, he wasn't convicted. He was convicted of having that in his possession. He was convicted for that. Oh, but you like Michael Jackson's music, don't you? Then go ahead and dig in the garbage can of Michael Jackson to get his little song. When he's a predator. So the first two songs are by predators. Okay, what was the third song? Oh, how about this? Oh, Billie Jean. The song was Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who tells me I am the one, but the kid is not my son. How do you like the subject matter of that song? She's not my lover, and the kid's not my son. That's what the song's about. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Listen to the lyrics to the song. You say, you're nuts, you're a fanatic, you're old-fashioned. Yes, I'm old-fashioned. Yes, I'm nuts. Yes, I'm a fanatic. I'm nuts because I grew up having that music shoved down my throat, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to stand up and preach about it on Sunday morning. Praise God. And so the Bible says, he put a new song in my mouth, even praise to my God. Not that kind of garbage. What was the third song? Elton John, The Circle of Life. Elton John. Oh, what do these three have in common? They're all gay. Elton John, openly gay. That's what's behind the rock music, my friend. That's what's behind the world's music. And why is it that these three songs are being promoted to children?